Now may the true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in true faith to life everlasting. Be filled with his peace. Amen. Thank the Lord and sing his praise. Tell everyone what he has done. Let all who seek the Lord rejoice and proudly bear his name. He recalls his promises and leads his people forth in joy. With shouts of thanksgiving, alleluia, alleluia. Dear Father, rejoicing in the brightness of your glory revealed in the face of Jesus, your Son, we thank and praise you for feeding us with his true body and blood. Grant that we, with unveiled faces, may continue to behold your word and sacrament, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, that we may be thus filled with the Holy Spirit, and that we may share your love with others. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
Good Lord, to be here, thy glory is
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering in your house today, where you fed us with the body and blood of your Son, and now continue to feed us with your word. Open our ears and our eyes that we may stop, look, and listen to Jesus. In his precious name, amen. The word of God for our focus this morning is the gospel lesson from Matthew chapter 17, where God the Father says, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." This is God's word. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. PowerPoint, please. Oh. It looks like the projector might not be on. So it's just warming up, Alex? Okay, we'll just wait then. It'll come. So, stop, look, and listen is the theme for today. And when you hear of that theme, what do you think of? A railroad crossing. And when the projector gets up there, we'll see some pictures of railroad crossings. The whole point is that you see the sign, and you're supposed to stop, look, and listen. Especially if you're driving a school bus. And a car, too, of course. It's important. But the problem is there's so many conflicting signs out there. But the beautiful message for transfiguration is that we are to listen to Jesus and follow him. And that's important for us to understand because we live in a world of competing voices. People are confronted by a wide variety of voices demanding they would listen. And they're very tempting. Self-indulgence is a big one. People say, live for yourself, put yourself first. If it feels good, do it. The symptoms of that we see in our culture, where illegal and legal drugs are being abused, where abuse of all kinds seems to run rampant, where there's an obsession with self and how we look and what we do, and there's the railroad crossing. Thank you. Thank you. Here's the confusion. A little bit of confusion there with that railroad crossing. And now we move on to listen to Jesus. That's the whole point of transfiguration. We want to stop, look, and listen to him. That's what God the Father said. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Who said that? God the Father, creator of everything. The one who is responsible for you and all that you are and all that you have and all that you hope to be. Can you imagine how that must have impacted Peter, James, and John? They went off with Jesus to a quiet place up on a mountain. This wasn't uncommon. They had seen some miracles already, and they had an inkling that Jesus was pretty special, maybe even thinking he was the Messiah. But now they're on the Mount of Transfiguration. I mean, what would you do if right now I was so bright you couldn't even look at me? And I know, Bob, that sounds strange because I'm not bright at all. But the point is we would be pretty astonished, brighter than those obnoxious new lights that blind me at night when you're driving the car. Ay. There are ways to bring those down, though, and I'd like to stop and tell those drivers to do that. But anyway, here are Peter, James, and John. They're so overwhelmed because they went up there with Jesus, and then they see two prophets who've been dead for hundreds of years, Moses and Elijah. How did they know they were Moses and Elijah? The Holy Spirit had to be working. They knew who it was. Anyway, what's their response? Peter, impetuous Peter, comes up with an idea. And he says, Lord, let's read it. Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. By the way, those sentences are not, the capitals are all over. I didn't do that. I just found this. Anyway, the whole point is that he said, let's stay here. Let's stay here. This is so awesome. And there are times that we feel that way, that we're on mountaintop experiences. We want to stay there. But you know, life is a lot like a roller coaster. Ups and downs, ups and downs. We just sang about that in the last stanza of our hymn. You know, we're up here, this is awesome, but we can't stay, so come with us to the plain. Come with us to the lower spots, and the Lord is there. They saw that. They saw how Jesus was there for people in the middle of their challenges. There was a paralyzed man whose friends couldn't get him into the room where Jesus was. What do? They opened up the roof and dropped him down. And Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. The religious leader said, how dare you say that? Then Jesus said, which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to a man who's been paralyzed, get up and walk? So that you know that I am the one who I claim I am. That's what transfiguring is all about too. Proving that Jesus is the promised one, the Christ, the Savior of all mankind, including you and me. He said, so you know that. Get up and walk. And the man did. Jesus showed his power over human frailty and illness. He also showed his power over death. Remember, his good friend Lazarus had died. Jesus waits until he's been dead for 3 days so that when he tells them to move the stone, in the King James Version, they say, "But Lord, he stinketh." They didn't have embalming procedures like we do today. And they said, "We don't want to do that." And out came Lazarus in great shape. Jesus wants us to listen to him. In fact, the command, again, comes from God the Father. "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." So are you listening to Jesus? What is he saying to you? The voice of Jesus is the voice of your good shepherd. Look at this quote from John. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." Are you following Jesus? If so, what do you do on Sunday morning? Oh, here you are. You're listening to his voice. That's why we come here, to listen to Jesus and to know that he has something for everyone, for the youngest to the oldest. We come here expecting God to come to us. That's why they call what we're doing the divine service. God's service to us, coming to us in his word and his sacraments. Yes, we get to respond, but the main thing is God coming to us. We come here opening our ears saying, "Lord, what do you have for me today?" And what he has is this powerful, unchanging, comforting, directing, and forgiving word. There are some verses just before the one that's up on the screen from John 10. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me." How many of you know Jesus? Yep. Perfectly. No, we're imperfect, but we know who he is to us. "Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father." And then he says, "And I lay down my life for the sheep." We're right back here. Right back here where Jesus did it all for you. What does that mean with your daily challenges, with your burdens? Wondering, you know, is it going to heal? Wondering, is the job going to be okay? Will my retirement last? Will my pregnancy be successful? What are the questions we have? What does this have to do with that? He took care of your biggest need when he went to the cross. He paid for all you owe, guaranteeing you eternal life. And since he does that, he can certainly help you with the challenge of tomorrow, the challenge of the rest of this day. What comfort and strength we find in that promise. "I know my sheep and my sheep know me." Are you listening to Jesus? You know, the main thing is to keep the main thing is the promise of Jesus that we see right here. Stop, look, and listen. And what does Jesus say? He says, "Repent and believe on me." Are you listening to Jesus? Are you asking him to forgive you? Are you repenting of your sins? You know what repentance means? That means being so sorry you don't want to do it again. Are you truly repenting? Saying, "Lord, change me, redirect me." You see, we need to stop, look, and listen. By the way, the word "look" is in there for a very important reason. Our focus is 20/20 vision, fixing your eyes on Jesus. Stop, fix your eyes on Jesus, and then listen to what he says. There's so many competing signals out there, like driving down Capitol Drive, having your radio turned to WIS, tuned to WISN, and going past WTMJ, and suddenly it's all verschimmeled. It's all mixed up because it's all of WTMJ's strong signal right there. There's so many things that happen in our lives that can get us off track, that can help us, cause us not to listen to Jesus or to see him even. There was a man who was really blessed by the Lord. He had a big family. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. That's 10 children. And he was in the upper 1% of his society. He had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys, and a large number of people helping him. He was the greatest man among the people of the East, we are told in Scripture, the book of Job. And then in one afternoon, he had four messengers come to him. The first three talked about all his property being gone. And the last one told about his children, all 10, being gone. When the wind came and blew down the house and they were all killed. What did Job do? He did not listen to his friends or his wife and curse God and die. Instead, he trusted the Lord and did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. We read in Job 1, verse 22. What did Job do? For us, he is a great example of one who had learned to stop, look, and listen to God. How are you doing? Ultimately, the only voice really worth listening to is Jesus, is God's voice. He's the one who said, "Be still and know that I am God." How good are you at being still? That's the problem we have. I see some of you sort of smiling there. We have a hard time. But you know, the word listen has the same letters in it that the word silent does. So to listen to the Lord, we need to quietly just do that. And where do you hear him? As you leave today, you can pick up your Lenten devotional booklet that starts on Wednesday, Ash Wednesday. Great way to listen to the Lord every day during Lent. Or using your portals of prayer or the blog that I put out every day. Listening to Jesus is so important. Again, patiently, carefully listening to him. There are times we think we know what we're doing. We're sort of like the guy that went to the doctor. He had a sore foot. Went to the doctor's office, and the doctor handed the guy a big pill and said, "I'll be right back." And the guy went and got a glass of water, choked on the pill. The doctor said, "Now let's put that pill in the pan of water and soak your foot." We need to take our time to listen to God. There are rumors around us, misconceptions, falsehoods. They can all misdirect us. That's why Paul said, "Where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age?" He says, "The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." But not so with you. You confess today that you believe in God the Father Almighty, Jesus Christ, his only Son, the Holy Spirit, and the guarantee of forgiveness in heaven. You confess that faith. Now we want to make sure that we clearly share that faith and clearly listen to Jesus. Here is a quiz. Anybody in here never see one of those? Anybody here never see one of those? Young ladies in the back there, have you ever seen one of these? Stephanie, have you ever seen one of these? No? Okay. How's that make the rest of us feel? Nice and old. This was our cell phone. This was the phone you used when you were out on the go. This is a telephone booth. And years ago, there was a guy who was in the telephone booth, and it's sort of like a setting like this, traffic and people all around, and he's trying to talk to his friend, and the friend said, I can't hear you. The guy had to close the door. We have to close the door around us to listen to Jesus clearly. The message he has is so important for us. Peter, in our epistle lesson, talked about being eyewitnesses of the transfiguration. You are too. You have seen the glory of Jesus in your baptism as you come to learn about him. You've seen the glory of Jesus as you came to the table to receive his body and blood. And that's where we're going during the 6 weeks of Lent, to witness the glory of Jesus on Mount Calvary. Doing what the world says does not look glorious, but it is. Paying for our sins, redeeming us, and then we have Easter Sunday, the resurrection. We can do it today yet. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Just remember, after Wednesday, you got to wait. What blessings are ours as we listen to Jesus and repent and believe. Yes, listen to Him every day. He's with you. He's speaking. We can be like Samuel. He had learned to stop, look, and listen to God. He said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Are you? Stop, look, and listen. The Father says, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to Him." In Jesus' precious name, amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. Amen. We stand for this prayer. Lord Jesus, who dost love me, oh, spread thy wings above me and shield me from alarm. Assail me, thy mercy not fail me. I rest in thy protecting arms. Lord, lay some soul upon my heart and love that soul through me. And may I humbly do my part to win that soul for thee. Amen. Please be seated. So, what's happening on Wednesday? Ash Wednesday. What time are the services? 10:45 and 7. We pray that this will all come off well. Maybe we should pray for the weatherman to be wrong and the snow doesn't come, but it's Wisconsin. What can we say? As you heard in the service, please do keep Pastor Wildauer and his family and all the residents of Togo in your prayers, and we'll give you an update next week. Today is the annual meeting for a place of refuge. We're holding it here at St. Paul's at 3:30. We have a little service and then a meeting and then a catered meal. So you're all welcome to still come. If you'd like to come, let me know. We ordered a little extra. And if anybody could help me out in putting the meal, serving the meal, please let me know after church. I could use an extra hand or two. I'm sort of begging for that. And now we get to depart in peace and serve the Lord.